in that particular area, which is just three camps around the capital city of Niala, things have settled down. The one camp is now deserted, Algiers Zurayf. That one's deserted. The ones who were moved out are now in a camp run by the Saudi Arabian Red Crescent. But there's still a lot of apprehension in the air and tension in the air. The internally displaced fear that this may be the first step to returning into their villages. The government strenuously denies this. Elsewhere in Darfur, beyond Niala, I mean, the security situation just is kind of steadily running downhill.
Has this affected the World Food Program operations?
No, it was a minor blip in terms of our operations. You know, they came into that camp in the middle of the night. We're not operating there in the middle of the night. So, no, that didn't affect our operations directly.
How many people in Darfur is the World Food Program now helping?
In September, we fed 1.3 million people. The figures are not complete for October yet, but it should come in around 1.1 million. We're feeding less this month than we did last month, almost entirely because of a deteriorating security condition, situation, particularly in North Darfur and South Darfur.
Besides the recent attack on the camp, what type of insecurity situations are being encountered in Darfur?
Not very far west of Niala, in West Darfur, there's an area around a mountain called the Jebel Mara where we have had to withdraw all of our staff and some 80-odd NGOs as well. There's about 150,000, maybe 160,000 people in need in that area, and we no longer have access to them. The incident that sparked that happened 3 or 4 days ago when some people identified as Arabs were taken off a public bus and they are being held hostage. And this has provoked clashes, incidents, widespread apprehension, fear of retaliation. There's negotiations going on to try and free these 18 people who are being held. It's those kind of things. In North Darfur, there's a whole region in the northern part of that state where we can no longer get. You may recall 2 or 3 weeks ago, a couple of aid workers for the Save the Children operation were killed when their car ran over a landmine. That area is still closed to us, and we estimate 30 to 50,000 internally displaced people up there and residents who have been affected by the conflict in need of our assistance, and we can't get to them. There's more or less the same thing happening right across the three Darfurs. It's very disturbing, as a matter of fact. It makes our job that much tougher.
Have you seen any of the African Union troops in Darfur?
Yes, yes. Yeah, you see them. They're there. There's not many of them as yet, but more are coming in, and you occasionally encounter them in the field. I mean, part of their mandate is to investigate incidents, and they do that.
Have you any idea how many troops might be needed to secure the food lines in Darfur?
Oof. That's way beyond my competence. This is an area the size of Texas with no roads, few airports. The things that they do call roads aren't really roads. They're tire tracks in the sand. I don't know. I just can't answer that question.
Do you have enough food for the people in Darfur? Are enough supplies available?
We have enough food in the pipeline to get to all the people we need to get to. The problem is there's just increasing areas where we can't get. The physical space for humanitarian activity keeps shrinking on us, and it's simply because of these security incidents.